letters of the Rebbe, volume 17, letter number 6440. Baruch Hashem, the 6th day of Menachem of Toshin Ches, Brooklyn. Sholem Uvrachas. Sholem Uvrach. So the Rebbe is responding to a question. You know, sometimes there is a proposal for a shidduch, but this girl has an older sister. So he writes to the Rebbe, I'm writing, answering to your letter, Rish Chodesh Menachem. Again, the Rebbe doesn't even use the word of, just use Menachem. About which you write that there is suggestion, a shidduch for your son, Shlita, with a girl, but she has an older sister that has not yet, is not engaged yet. But that the parents have hinted that very soon the older one is going to become engaged as well. And then they are going to conclude with the younger one on the above suggestion. So, I guess in this case, should they wait? It's a match that I guess finds favor in their eyes. They are looking into this, but the parents say that the older one is going to be engaged soon, and he's basically questioned, should he wait for the older one, or maybe he should drop it, maybe he should go look elsewhere for a shidduch. But the Rebbe says, since a shidduch, a match, a marriage, is something for ever, it's a binyan adiyad, it's an everlasting edifice. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that don't rush and not to pressure to make it earlier for a few days before, but to set up a time that up till that time they should merit for the older sister to become engaged. And that time could be in several weeks. So they should give a time limit till when the older one will become engaged. And the Rebbe says, this could be, it doesn't have to be a day or two, it could be several weeks. Why? Because in any event, the Rebbe says, we are in the month of which our sages sell in Sechta Tainis, on page 29b in the beginning, that a person should sort of slip away in the month of, it says, if you have a judgment and you have a case, a court, other things, don't do it on of, because it's not a lucky month, it's sort of a sad month because of the Beis HaMikdash destruction. So keep away from doing a shidduch then anyways for many reasons. So therefore, don't matter that it'll be delayed. Anyways, it's not good to do the shidduch right now. The Rebbe's not saying not to do it, but he says it would be okay to push it off several weeks. Usually a shidduch you don't lay off because you want to make sure that you don't lose out. You know, it's but the Rebbe basically says, in this case, delay of several weeks isn't going to hurt anyways, you were in the month of Av. Now, the Rebbe says, for various reasons, the Rebbe says, okay, it's not worth it to tie yourself down the other side that they must accept this suggestion. In other words, the Rebbe says you don't want to push them that they have to accept the suggestion, like you're putting pressure on that what has to happen, And also the Rebbe says, from your side, not to tie yourself down. In other words, make no commitment. Because maybe it's possible that during these coming weeks, there are going to be other suggestions that are fitting. So the Rebbe said, no commitment. No commitment. Not have them committed to you that, oh, in 3 weeks they have to finish and that's going to be on you. Or you have to commit to them. The Rebbe says, leave it blank. You don't know. Maybe there's going to be something else going to be a possible commitment. You know, the Rebbe is being very pragmatic over here. Yeah, you know, don't tie yourself down. And the Rebbe says, but I am surprised that you don't mention your participation in the Fabrengen of Anash and also participating in the classes of Torah, which are learned publicly and mainly of your activities. I don't hear anything you don't mention. And spreading out the wellsprings, because that is a mitzvah which is upon you, especially those that their parents were occupied in this and they have the merit of their father supporting them. So the Rebbe needs to, I guess his father was an activist in this spreading the wellsprings. The Rebbe wants him to be too. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. And the Rebbe says that what is good in personal matters, a man, a woman, Jewish man, a woman, a marriage, is also hinges on the good of the general matters. And yes, the Rebbe is me talking about their personal, the shidduch and everything else. If you go out and you reach out and you do the work, that's what it helps to it. So the Rebbe is basically suggesting that to wait, but put a time frame on it. Don't just leave it open-ended. In other words, but the Rebbe says, okay, you know, you'll let us know up till that time, but no commitment, the Rebbe says, not one way or the other. Want to tie them down and this one down. But the Rebbe says, the main thing is you should participate in the Fabrengens, in the Shiur Torah, and certainly in the spreading of the wellsprings, because your father was involved in this work. And then you also have the father's support. The Rebbe blessed him for good news in all of the above.